Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Atlanta United coverage continues here live in the Kia Studios. It's Abe Gordon here with the full-time report. And 3 points are coming back to Atlanta. United takes out Nashville SC at Geodis Park. Their first victory on the road of the season. Just their fifth win overall this year. It's been a tough go the majority of the season. And a lot of times earlier in the year, you did not get a result, even though you put forth a performance worthy. Tonight, not the case. You find the game's only goal in the first half. Ronald Hernandez off of a Steven Alzate free kick heads it home. Later, looked like there was going to be an equalizer, ruled a handball correctly off of Nashville, and they never really threatened seriously again. And I guess to some extent they did, because Jaden Hibbert came up big time after time, his second consecutive clean sheet, and we'll certainly be talking about him in a couple of different ways throughout the course of the full-time report tonight. But a big win for Atlanta United. They do remain alive in terms of a race for the playoff. It still seems a little far-fetched in terms of needing help elsewhere, needing your own results to go the way they need to go, considering the schedule Atlanta United has. But tonight is about tonight, and it's about 3 points against one of the teams in the Eastern Conference that was trending towards the playoff, a team in Nashville SC that is one of the best home field advantages in all of MLS, and that was ruled irrelevant and null and void tonight, courtesy of Atlanta United. And for United fans who have dealt and stuck with this team through a frustrating year, a little bit of redemption tonight for a team that so badly needed it, for a fan base that so badly needed it. You heard it from Maddie Cruz in the pregame show, from Mike and Jason, the Atlanta United fans who made the trip to Geodis Park up there, given something to celebrate, and double that for our own Madison Cruz, who's celebrating a birthday today with the full 3 points. Look at the numbers and stats. Statistical recap brought to you by Emory, the official team healthcare provider of Atlanta United. They certainly do not tell the whole story tonight. Possession in favor of Nashville, 57-43. Shots in favor of Nashville, 21-9. Shots on goal, 7-4 in favor of Nashville. And the XG also in favor of Nashville, 1.8-0.7. But ultimately, there's only one stat that matters: the final score and the points that are coming home with Atlanta United. It was 1-0. Why was it 1-0? I think you can directly tie that to our man of the match, Jaden Hibbert. I don't know what to say about some of the saves that he made today. He was challenged only once a week ago against Toronto. Many more difficulties tonight, but he comes up big time after time. He came up big against Surge. He came up big against Mukhtar and the rest of Nashville SC, and he has grown very quickly in front of our eyes into what appears to have a very bright future for Atlanta United. And so all 3 points for Atlanta United, and I am fascinated to hear what Ronnie Dyla is going to say tonight. We await the start of his post-match press conference, but boy, you know, sometimes you can hear from Ronnie Dyla frustration, anger, and I don't know what we're going to hear from Ronnie Dyla. It's been such a while since we've been able to hear what could be a satisfied Ronnie Dyla. And again, I don't think this was a dominant performance by Atlanta United. It was very scary early on. I thought that Nashville was going to get on the scoreboard and never look back. In those first 10, 12 minutes, Atlanta United held strong and eventually found their way into it. Played the next 15 or 20 minutes even, and then eventually put one home of their own. Even towards the end, corner after corner near the end of the first half, corner after corner in the second half. I think at one point it may have been the final tally. It was 11 corners to Nashville to just one for Atlanta United. They may have actually added to that in stoppage time. But ultimately, Atlanta United found a way. And so you should be pretty happy with 3 points on the road against a playoff team. So I do await to hear what Ronnie Dyla has to say about this one. It's going to be a slightly different full-time report today than what we normally would have. I am alone here in studio. We are going to head back to Geodis Park. Madison Cruz and Jason Longshore are going to provide some analysis and post-match commentary of their own in a couple of minutes. We'll do that certainly after we hear from Ronnie Dyla and potentially after we hear from some of the players as well. But it was a really nice performance. And a couple of things we saw, and we talked about obviously Jaden Hibbert and the job that he's done. Again, man of the match tonight. It's his second straight man of the match. That also coincides with the fact that it is his second straight clean sheet for Atlanta United, both coming in MLS play. So very nice job from him. Steven Alzate gets his first start as a member of Atlanta United, provides the assist, provides 60-something. I didn't look exactly when he was subbed out, but quite a fair number of strong minutes defensively alongside Steon Gregerson before he gave way. I think you saw more from Jamal Thierry up top. I think you saw some good stuff from Miguel Almiron up top. And to no one's surprise, the two guys that have been the best for Atlanta United, in my opinion, all season, Bartek Sliš, Alexi Moranchuk, were there again. And so it's a difficult Nashville squad. We talked about it. This is a team that's fourth in the Eastern Conference in goals scored. To hold them scoreless at home is quite the accomplishment. It is Atlanta United's fourth clean sheet of the season, but the first time they've actually taken more than just the 1 point. Mike Conley had mentioned it near the end of his broadcast. Three straight scoreless draws on the previous clean sheets this season for Atlanta United. This time it is a 1-0 win for the Five Stripes. And they're going to have a little bit of time to enjoy this, not just because it is a Labor Day weekend, but there's a small break coming up, and Atlanta United is not going to play again until they are back home against Columbus. Not next weekend, but September 13th on Saturday. Let's head back to Geodis Park. Ronnie Dyla is now speaking.
It's fantastic. We had 3-4 saves that really hold us into the game. You see the same diseases that we had earlier in the season, that we start unbelievable good. We are playing on a top level the first half an hour, and then we score, and then we suddenly have to defend for 60 minutes, and that's too much. But with the circumstances we had, with so many draws and losses, then of course it's also a mental thing. So I think you can see a lot of relief around. And that's something we have to get away. We have to attack to win. And, you know, to have championship teams, you have to be comfortable being in the lead, and you have to be comfortable having the ball like we had in the first half an hour. But that happened so many times this year. We have players that also is just starting to get back from different things and or coming to the club. So fitness-wise also, we are not where we should be. But today we fight as a team. We have a compact, and we've organized, and we stood in it for 95 minutes, and that's a big improvement. But I've seen or said the whole time now, the last 7-8 games, that we are a different team than we were in the beginning. It's I see so much progress, but of course with the results is the most important. But now we have played 9 games, I think, with and we have 6 draws. I lost and two losses and a win. in the league. And we need to keep on working with the details that that is making us defending better and also attacking better. That's the main part. And yeah, I see what I see. And I've been doing this for 20 years, so I know that we're going somewhere.
Match seemed pretty tense, pretty frantic at times. You mentioned Jaden made several key saves. How was the team collectively able to keep their nerve, even as Nashville were just pouring it on?
Yeah, we were under pressure, but we were not opening up. And that's two different things. But as I said, the first half an hour, there was one team on the pitch. And I don't understand that we have to, you know, that we are not coping, we go to do the lead. Or if it's a physical thing, I don't know. It could be both. Because I don't see any reasons. I think in the second half, we are more tight on the sides because the last 15 minutes, we were giving up too much spaces and we're not tight enough. We won a lot of balls now in the second half, but we have to also punish them. So we get 2 and 3 goals because that was opportunities to do. So it's a two-way thing, but now I'm happy to win. I'm happy for all the players so that we stay together and then move forward from this place.
I want to ask you about Steven getting 60 minutes out of him and what he brings to the team. How different do you see him able to make this midfield?
He has special qualities. He's a top player, so he's not fit yet. So that is the main thing. Now we have to use this weeks to get him where he know. I had him in his top shape for 3 years ago in Standard Liège. I know what he's able to do, but here we have got a player that is can be the best midfielder in the league. So it's now up to him and to us to get him into that shape. Then he will affect the team unbelievable because you see how he turns, how he plays forward, how he takes down the pressure. So it's just a start. He's a player that we're going to build a team around.
Any other questions for Ronnie?
Well, there you hear it. And a little bit of a mixed bag in terms of Ronnie. I thought maybe he'd be a little more upbeat, but I can understand why. You're always happy to have the result, right? You're always happy to get the 3 points as compared to in other matches where you might have a strong performance and don't have much to show for it. But I also don't blame him. I thought there were some very good things. I also thought there was some problems. And the stats, again, don't tell the whole story. I did think that Nashville was the better team today. I think this is a game which you were rescued by Jaden Hibbert one or two separate times. I think this is a game where you really didn't create a ton of dangerous opportunities, but luckily one of the set pieces in which you did create, you were able to finish, and certainly you'll take the 3 points there. I will say this. You have put together Enea Mihai and Stian Gregersen as your center back pairing right now. You have also now seen Steven Alzate and Bartosz Sliszcz as a defensive midfield pairing. This is the first time you've seen those four together. It's a small sample size, 60 minutes or however long it was before they had to be subbed out. But for those four through the middle, to control and keep Nashville off of the board ultimately, along with Hibbert behind them. That is some good news. That is a good sign. And these are two specific guys in Alzate and Mihai that you brought in over the transfer window to help shore up, to help lock down, to help control, to make it tougher to score on you. Because that was one of the biggest criticisms over the course of the season. It's too easy for people to score. And tonight was the first opportunity you saw, in my opinion, in full force, those four guys working as a unit, again, with Hibbert behind them, playing his role as well. And you held off the MLS's leading scorer and one of the most potent offenses in general in Nashville SC and Sam Surridge. And it makes you start to wonder. Again, I don't think Atlanta United's making the playoffs. I just think you're too far back. I mean, we were talking earlier tonight. There was an opportunity. You drop this game, you're dead last. I don't think you're running in the playoffs. But if you're asking me for a reason for excitement over the final six games of this year, I think that's where you start. I think you start with your center backs, your defensive midfielders, and your goalkeeper. Because now, and again, it was the first time you saw them from the get-go with Alzate in the starting lineup, but I thought he's been very good when he's come on as a second-half sub in previous matches. Second straight strong performance from Jaden Hibbert. I have really liked what I've seen from Mihai. It's great to have Steon Gregerson finally back healthy and able to get out there. The pairings that we've seen in the defense and in the midfield are different. And if I'm looking for something to build these last six games, for something to take into the offseason and get excited about, that's where I'm starting. All right, we're going to take a break here on the full-time report. When we come back, we'll hear the game-winning goal from Ronald Hernandez that happened midway through the first half, but we'll take a listen back to the highlights and potentially checking in some further sound there from Geodis Park. It's Abe Gordon. The full-time report continues. Atlanta United wins 1-0 on the road. First road victory of the season. Right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in, full-time report. Abe Gordon live in the Kia Studios here, Midtown Atlanta. And Atlanta United coming home with a 1-0 victory. 3 points taken from Geodis Park there in Nashville, SC. For over 20 years, Scana Energy has made it easy for Georgians to receive the best natural gas rates and excellent customer service. Call 877-467-2262 to sign up today. The highlight of tonight's match, the game-winning goal brought to you by Scana. It is Steven Alzate sending in a free kick that ends up off of the head of Ronald Hernandez.
Alzate to the left of the wall, Moranchuk to the right again. Action at the goal to our right. 24th minute. Alexei steps over. Alzate floats it to the back post. Header! Score! Ronald Hernandez! The Atlanta supporters shouting down the Nashville supporters. It's 1-0 to Atlanta United on a beautifully hit set piece by Steven Alzate.
Man, it's been a while for Ronald Hernandez, and it's nice for Steven Alzate to get his first start and immediately have this sort of impact. We're actually waiting for Ronald Hernandez to take to the post-match podium as well and follow up Ronnie Dyla's comments with a few of his own, but a really important performance from both of them, and Hernandez getting the start on the right back there with Pedro Amador returning to the left back side after his injury and recovery. And Hernandez is one of the guys you listen to Maddie and you listen to Jason or back when it was Jarrett. I mean, you talk about guys that are, you know, about the crest, about the patch, about the club. And such an important goal for Atlanta United tonight to be able to take a lead, especially after some really, let's call it troubling moments early on, because it looked like Nashville had control of this game for the first 10 minutes. But Atlanta United did settle down, did figure it out. And then played even or maybe even a little bit better over the next 20 minutes leading to the goal. And that was that. And so it does hold up, and it holds up in large part to Jaden Hibbert as well. And we only had the one highlight, but probably could have thrown a montage together of Hibbert saves. Again, he came out early on a Sam Surridge moment where he was in on goal, essentially, but an aggressive play from Hibbert forces Surge to take a shot from outside the box. He puts it off of the crossbar, rebounds directly to Hibbert, who bats it, and then eventually it gets cleared out. Also had an incredible trailing leg, maybe even nicked his arm save from a tight angle against Mukhtar. And you could see the frustration tonight on the face of Hany Mukhtar. It was one of those, I don't know what I got to do to get it by this guy sort of things. And I'll tell you what, for Atlanta United fans who have been with this team for a while, we have seen those performances against the club so many times. It has been a multitude of different goalies that have been able to provide that. But there have been those days where a guy stands on his head and you just don't know what it's going to take to actually get it by him. Tonight actually felt a little bit like that for Jaden Hibbert. Now, it wasn't quite the amount of saves, but it was the quality of two or three specific saves that I think really frustrated Nashville. And you look at Surridge, that 5, 6, 7, 8 times out of 10, that's a goal he buries. You look at Mukhtar, he just didn't know how he didn't put one into the back of the net tonight. And so, again, he is our man of the match, is Jaden Hibbert, but he was not alone in the significant performances in this one. It took everyone to come to a 1-0 victory against Nashville SC for Atlanta United. And look, I've had my fun with Atlanta United and the expectations and not having a road win this season. And I spoke a little bit about it last segment, and I just keep thinking and bringing it up. I do feel it was important for them to build some confidence, build some momentum, whatever it may be, into the offseason, into next season. And I know, again, because of what happened with New York Red Bulls tonight, you are still in it. Because you're 3 points, you are still in it in terms of you're not eliminated from playoff, but I also understand the likelihood of this team getting 3 point after 3 point after 3 point and getting what's needed elsewhere is still unlikely and tough to count on. So I'll take the first road win of the season, especially because it is against Nashville, a team that is viewed partially as a rival. And you know, it's tough because Atlanta kind of just throws around a bunch of rivals, right? We got Orlando City. You got Charlotte, in theory. There's Nashville. Somehow Red Bulls is involved there because of some of the history there. And so, this one feels like that rivalry as well. But separate of it being a rival, this is a good team in Nashville SC. This is a team right there in the middle of the standings in terms of the playoff seedings, and they are going to be going to the playoffs, and they have looked at times for stretches this year like the best team in the Eastern Conference. Not playing like that right now. I think they've lost 3 of their last 4 matches in MLS play, but certainly it is a quality opponent that you will take absolutely the 3 points on the road for your first road win of the season. All right, we're going to take another short break. When we come back, we will hear Madison Cruz and Jason Longshore. They held a quick little powwow and shared some post-game thoughts. We'll listen to what they had to say on the other side. It is the Full-Time Report, Abe Gordon live in the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time the game. In just a moment, we'll hear from Madison Cruz and Jason Longshore. It's Abe Gordon back with you with the Full-Time Report. But tonight's goal scorer, Ronald Hernandez, is speaking to the media.
You happy? It's been like work hard always pays off. And just living in the moment, you know, like very proud moment for me. But this continues.
The back line's come together so well as of late, 2 clean sheets in a row. Could you talk a little bit about Jaden and kind of how he's fitting into that as a young goalkeeper?
For me, every player, not only the back, just from back to front, we are playing finals, you know, even though we are far away from the playoff, but we are playing more than that behind. We are building something. And then if you really want to be here, you need to play every game like that, you know? There is a lot of room to improve. Jada came in with fantastic behaviors and positive communication. I think he has seen Brad doing that. He's a very, I think for what I see, is a good mentor for him. And nothing is about moments, you know, like it's been feeling very, very good.
And you say that you guys are building something. How much does it help to see the result like this for everybody?
A lot, especially against this team. Very tough, very tough. They play very good football and they run a lot. And this club, you can cult a team, you know? So when you win against these opponents, it makes even better.
Nashville, of course, scored, but the goal was disallowed at the end of the second half. Surridge hit the crossbar. How was the team just able to keep its emotions in check and keep its nerve, even though it was under pressure from Nashville?
The toughness of the team and I think the mentality just to keep going. I think in the second half we were it were some moments where we were a little bit off. But it's about picking up each other, you know. And at the end of the day, we put the effort in, and yeah, we got the luck on our side this time.
How gratifying is it for you? You mentioned building something here. How gratifying is it to suffer lately with this team right now, but to see maybe that light at the end of the tunnel of what it can be?
Very nice. I think that's for me, before I came, I told the guys, enjoy being away from home, enjoy in this environment. It feels like we are playing against the world. Enjoy that, and as long as we are together, we're gonna get through it. And I think everyone did it pretty well. I feel the guys got the message, and then of course we pick it up each other. It's about togetherness, and yeah, we needed a game like that to gain confidence and keep forward building. You know, it's a progression. Of course, if we look at the season all the way, it's been disappointing. But live in the moment, and we go.
Excellent. Thank you.
There you hear from Ronald Hernandez, and a couple of interesting things that really stood out is just that it took everyone. You can focus on the defense and certainly holding that Nashville squad, you know, off the scoreboard, holding a clean sheet there. Certainly points to a defensive performance, but it is some of those guys up top, and TRA was running all over the place. We saw him down defending quite a bit. Miggy is starting to defend quite a bit more as well. You know Luke Brennan's going to give you what he's got. And so a really strong performance front to back, back to front, as Atlanta United picks up a 1-0 win. And as a proud partner of Atlanta United, Mose would like to say congratulations on the well-earned victory. As promised, Atlanta United's one goal means tomorrow Mose will be knocking $1 off all burritos and bowls. Atlanta, when we win, you win. So get to Mose and enjoy the bold flavor of your victorious $1 off a burrito or bowl. In Nashville, since Mose and Atlanta United and are such good sports, your team's welcome to take advantage of that delicious deal, too. All right, when we come back here, Madison Cruz, Jason Longshore provide some analysis from Geodis Park. This is the full-time report on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Atlanta United with a second straight shutout, and this time it leads to a 1-0 victory, their first road win of the season, and they do so against Nashville SC. For every Atlanta United clean sheet, the team is going to donate $2,000 to the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. With tonight's clean sheet, the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta will receive another $2,000. This year's donation total has doubled in the past 2 weeks. It currently stands at $8,000, courtesy of Atlanta United. Madison Cruz and Jason Longshore took some time to provide some analysis. We head back to Geodis Park.
Welcome back in to the full-time report here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here at Geodis Park is myself, Madison Cruz, alongside Jason Longshore as Atlanta United defeats Nashville SC 1-0 to get their first road win of the 2025 season. I think for me, one thing to start off with and just be overwhelming everything as well, the performance tonight showcased what this team can do and the fight that this team has. I think defensively, it was one of the best performances of how gritty it has to be in those times where sometimes it's not pretty, but you get the job done and you get 3 points.
Yeah, I think we've talked about it over these past few weeks about Dyla Ball and what Ronnie Dyla's personality he wants to see from the team, what kind of tactics he wants to see from the team, what kind of philosophy he wants to see from the team. And you got all of that tonight. He wants this team to be gritty. He wants them to be difficult to break down. He's talked about the way he wants them to defend. We saw that all over the field, not just in the back today, in the front. I mean, Kamen Togashi comes in off the bench and he's running down, chasing everything. He's pressing three people. Like, you saw Jamal Tiare run himself into the ground, working hard. Miguel Almiron, working hard defensively. Alexei Maranchuk, working hard defensively. So it's not just one player doing it. It's not just the back line. But then the flip side is with the ball. You saw the back line be very good with the ball. You didn't see bad turnovers in their own half. They worked through Nashville's pressure, and they got into the attacking half, and they created opportunities. It's all of it. It's a collective. And I think early on this year, and I understand it, when Latte Lock comes into the league, when Almiron comes back into the league, and you have talented players like Saba and others, you had a lot of players trying to show, hey, I'm good. I'm the guy. I can do things here. But it's about the collective. And I thought tonight was maybe the first time all season where you saw Ronnie Dyla's Atlanta United step to the fore and be about the, not even just 11, the 16 people who got on the field and got the job done.
I think it's something that we've talked about when we've talked on the SDH network with Atlanta United too. Jose Silva talked about it as well. You don't want to be a superhero in the match. It's 11v11. There's 11 men on the field, and you want to come on and you want to be a superhero. You want to come in and save the day. But there's 11 people out there. You got to work together to do that. And I think that's exactly what Atlanta United did. It wasn't about how can I help the team. It was how can we do this together? And that's what we saw against Nashville. They handled it really well, and they were able to come in and just absolutely, in my opinion, the stats might not show it. I believe at one point it was like 19 shots for Nashville. But any sort of stat will tell you, I think Atlanta United dominated this game. And I think they played Nashville and outplayed them on their own turf as well.
Yeah, they controlled the game as maybe more than Nashville did. I think Nashville at the end of the first half started to take control. They didn't get anything to show for it, but they took control. Atlanta controlled the majority of the game, and when they weren't in control, they weren't uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing that I think this team has struggled with all year long, is when they haven't had control, they haven't had possession, at times they haven't looked like they're comfortable in those moments. This team did, and I think a lot of that is in AME High. Mm-hmm. Steele Gregerson was good tonight, but in AME High, he brings something different in that back line. He's talking, he's organizing, he's making things make sure they stay secure. Like, it's a different presence with him. I mean, moments where, you know, Mukhtar is falling down like he always does because he doesn't really have a grasp on gravity. And Mikhail is the one who's looking at him and saying, I'm not being demonstrative and crazy, just staring him down. Just like, what are you doing, man? Come on, let's play. I like what we see from Mikhail. And when we talked to Ronnie Dyla when he was signed, it was kind of those things. It wasn't about, like, you know, I think he does give you a lot on the ball, but it was about he's a defender. He's a defender first. And he brings you that. He just makes this team feel different.
Yeah.
And I really think these additions in total make this team feel different.
Let's talk about two players that I think we had talked about, especially in debates with, you know, the performances on the night. Obviously, Ronald Hernandez gets the goal tonight, leads the team to the 1-0 victory. It was a big week for him. He's back in the pool with Venezuela, as well as they're trying to make the push to the World Cup qualifying as well. Huge, huge night for him. Huge week for Ronald Hernandez. And then Jaden Hibbert as well in between the posts. great showing from two players that we've had the chance to get to know really well on soccer down here with the twos, with everything else, covering their stories. And then Ronald Hernandez, just getting the chance to speak with him and knowing how much this club means to him and bleeding for the crest.
Yeah, I want to start with Hibbert. I think he made some plays look easier than they were. And it's so much of it is the little things of being a goalkeeper that maybe he didn't have last year. And maybe he didn't have at the beginning of this year. He's so much better with his feet moving side to side. He gets himself into position so he doesn't have to make the superhero save. He can make the comfortable save. He did that well. He managed the game. Yeah, he got a yellow card for time wasting. Good. He needed to. Good. And then he handled everything after that. He came out for a cross, the big catch on Surridge. Those kinds of things we didn't see from him when he first got here. You got to give Lewis Sharp, you got to give Elliot Parrish a ton of credit for what they've done with Jaden Hibbert. And then Ronald. I mean, Ronald, I think it's obvious for, if you've listened to us over the years, he's one of our favorite guys who's ever worn the Atlanta United shirt. He talks so warmly about everything associated with Atlanta, with the club, every person at the training ground, that he's always talking about how much they allow him to do what he does. And right now, he's in great form. He's doing so well. He's playing well. He's turned the heads of the Venezuelan coaching staff. And these aren't just random games he's getting called in for. Venezuela right now is in the playoff spot. They have a chance if they win both and get some help, and they play Colombia in one of these. If Colombia drops points, Venezuela could automatically qualify by Tuesday, September 9th. They're bringing him in for the biggest two games in Venezuelan soccer history.
Yeah.
He got the call-up back for that. You think that's not spurring him on right now? He gets the goal, and he looked like he was stunned for a second. Like, it's, I love to see good things happen to good people.
Yeah.
And Ronald Hernandez is absolutely one of the best people that Atlanta United's ever had. I'm so happy for him getting the goal tonight, and big-time rooting for him in Venezuela.
Yeah, well, we have to go down to chat with Ronnie Dyla and a couple of players as well. Well, I also have to say, this is the best birthday gift ever. I have to say
not
that.
Not too shabby, huh?
Not too shabby for, you know, a 23rd birthday here in Nashville. We're going to send it back up to the studio with Abe Gordon, as he's going to give you the rest of the post game as we talk about Atlanta United defeating Nashville SC on the road 1-0 to get their first road win of the 2025 season. This is the Full Time Report on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back in as we wrap up the Full Time Report. Atlanta United, their first road win of the season, a 1-0 victory against Nashville SC. And now a little bit of an opportunity to enjoy the 3 points that they picked up tonight. They do not play again until they return home in 2 weeks' time. And one of those situations where maybe you'd prefer to get right back out there after a regular week because you're feeling good about the performance and the result and you'd be back home. But there is a break coming before that, so they will not be playing soccer next week, but they will return to Mercedes-Benz Stadium on Saturday, September 13th. There is some big games in the MLS tomorrow, or I guess not technically in MLS play, but Leagues Cup. There is a Leagues Cup final tomorrow night. There's also a third-place match, but we kind of just skipped over that because, come on. But Inter Miami at the Seattle Sounders tomorrow afternoon / evening, based off of where you might be listening to us on the Odyssey app. They are playing for the League's Cup trophy. And so we'll be tuned in to that one. At least I will be tuned in to that one purposely. Again, it is Ronald Hernandez's header off of a Steven Alzate free kick that gives Atlanta United the 3 points, their first road win of the season, and a little bit of momentum and a little bit of a good feeling moving forward into the final 6 games of the season. Atlanta United avoids the cellar in the Eastern Conference because of the victory, and they also avoid elimination not only because of their 3 points, but also because of a result between Red Bulls. And so they will continue to play on with 6 games remaining and just hold on to a glimmer of victory after victory and some other results working out in your favor that maybe something can take place. But in the meantime, I think you're looking more specifically at a very strong defensive performance for the second week in a row, both from your center back pairing of Anaya Mihai and Sion Gregerson, but also of Jaden Hibbert. And one of the questions that certainly will remain is, what does the future hold for Brad Guzan? And is Hibbert your number one heading into next season? And you've got six matches left to figure that out. I don't have an answer for you, but I will say this. Jaden Hibbert is starting to make a really good case. I thought he had an outstanding save in the one good opportunity that Toronto had a week ago. And I thought he had at least two really high-quality moments in today's match. And again, one of them probably isn't technically given as a save. I don't believe he got a piece of it. But there was a moment where Serge was in on net and some aggression from Hibbert forced him to take an early shot. It goes off the crossbar. And then Mukhtar, again, later in the second half, honestly, I don't think Mukhtar understood how Hibbert was able to make the save in a tight angle close shot, and was quite surprised that he wasn't finding the corner flag to celebrate. Mukhtar frustrated tonight because of Atlanta United goalie Jaden Hibbert. How about that? And so Atlanta United will take a couple weeks or 1 week off before returning home to continue their march down the final stretch of the MLS season. That's going to do it for the full-time report. Join us again 6:30 on Saturday, September 13th for our next broadcast. Atlanta United takes on another difficult squad, the Columbus Crew. Special thanks to Dom Cherosky, our producer in studio, for Mike and Jason, the voices of Atlanta United, and to the birthday girl, Madison Cruz. Happy birthday there with Soccer Down here. I'm Abe Gordon. Once again, the final today, Atlanta United 1 and Nashville 0 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.